And let's report on the efforts to manage the effects of another worldwide health concern. Vietnam wants to end discrimination against people with AIDS and HIV. It's passed some of the world's strongest laws to protect their rights as patients and as employees. And it's expanding the number of people getting treatment for the disease. NPR's Richard Knox went to Vietnam recently to see how the efforts are going.
Cu Chi is about an hour's drive from downtown Ho Chi Minh City. Tourists come here to see the tunnels dug by the Viet Cong during the war with America. Down the road from the tunnels is a garden-like sanctuary called the Mai Hoa AIDS Center. It's run by a quiet-spoken Roman Catholic nun, Sister Thuy Lien.
We serve AIDS patients who have no home and no family to live with. In many cases, they were rejected by their families. Before they came here, many didn't even live like human beings.
Because of that stigma, it wasn't easy to start this place. One province rejected Sister Thuy Lien's plan. Then she got the land in Cu Chi.
But the local authorities did not want us because they feared that HIV was related to drug users. The former prime minister told the authorities this land was our land. He said, "We defeated the French, we defeated the Americans, so why should we fear AIDS?" That's how we came into being.
Dr. Eric Krakauer of Harvard Medical School says when he first met Sister Thuy Lien 5 years ago, her center was a place where homeless people with AIDS came to die.
They had a special room or a couple of special rooms set aside that were referred to as screaming rooms, a place where patients who were in extreme distress were taken so as not to upset the other patients.
Now that the Mai Hoa AIDS Center provides treatment, hardly anyone dies. But its patients are still rejected by their families and communities.
Your kids might have trouble going to school. You might have had difficulty selling your vegetables in the market. People sometimes stayed away out of fear, not only from people who had HIV infection, but also from their family members.
Vietnamese officials aim to stamp out that stigma. Last year, experts warned Vietnam that it could see 1 million new infections over the next few years if it didn't take strong action. That galvanized the National Assembly, which passed a comprehensive new law on AIDS and HIV. It just went into effect. Krakauer paged through the statute recently. It's one of the strongest pieces of AIDS legislation in the world.
This is really quite good. Under prohibited acts, refusing to provide medical examination or treatment to a patient for knowing or suspecting that such person is infected with HIV. I think that's a stronger prohibition against refusing to provide care than exists in Western countries.
Under the law, relatives, neighbors, and friends are expected to support and care for people with HIV. But the law goes beyond just telling people not to reject those with AIDS.
This is really important. Not allowed to terminate the job contract of an employee or cause difficulties to this person in his or her work on the ground that such person is infected with HIV. That is really powerful.
In most places, social change isn't as easy as passing a law. But in Vietnam, from the National Assembly down to the local commune, village, and hamlet, things are highly organized. So when government wants things to change, they can make it happen. And as more people get treatment for AIDS, attitudes change. The disease is less fearsome. At the Mai Hoa AIDS Center, most of the orphans are already on treatment. A visitor gives one little girl a shiny trinket. She runs outdoors with it to a glass case containing row on row of ceramic urns. Each one contains the ashes of someone who died here. The little girl stands on tiptoe to show the trinket to a photo on one particular urn, a picture of a young woman with long dark hair.
Can you just ask this little girl who that is?
Aye, go. Aye. It's my mother.
Sister Thuy Lien tells the little girl's story.
When she first came here, she had no name, so we named her Nguyen Ngoc Tho Phi. She's 4 years old.
Her mother owned a coffee shop. She got infected with HIV from her boyfriend, and the little girl got the virus during childbirth. Mother and daughter came here last April. 2 months later, the mother was dead. She was 25. Back in her office, Sister Tuilin says her AIDS orphans are doing well with treatment, but they still aren't welcome in the local school, so a teacher comes here. Sister Tuilin's worried that the people being treated at Mai Hua may have no place to go when they get better, so she's planning a new venture. A little community of people with HIV next door to the treatment center, a place where her orphans can grow up, get married, and grow their own vegetables. Richard Knox, NPR News.